This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. And class, instructors who are no longer with us, outstanding instructors, Dr. Bill Deagle passed away. John Stattmiller passed away. Werner Bach passed away. Just to name three. And as you heard, the Halloween candy's up 9%. They didn't say 9%. They said it went up to $35 from $30 last year, 9%. And your government's telling you it's a 5.4%. Now, nobody needs to eat candy. Nobody, right? So don't buy it. Don't buy candy. And I just got a notification from our health insurance company, and they are no longer going to work with our son's insurance company. They'll no longer work with the his doctor or his doctors. Can you imagine that? They have discontinued their relationship with the hospital and their doctors that we use here in Missouri, and the premium has gone up. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. Bert?
Yeah. You know, Vince, I'm still a little taken aback, though. Just to fill class in, we don't normally talk about things that are that controversial, at least in my class. I mean, it's pretty much science and technology. Once in a while, we do criticize the government. We've criticized the president. We've criticized various departments in the federal government. Nothing's ever happened. A few minutes ago, we criticized Bill Gates, and our signal was taken down. And I don't know. I'm a little thrown off by that, Vince. But
Bert, you've heard me say this. You've heard me say it for years. This is like a, every couple of days this happens to me. And people think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. It happens to Armstrong, Gwyneth. It happens to Rich. It happens to all of us. All of us. And so USA Prepares is, we're not funded. We don't have any money. Nobody's throwing money at us and saying, atta boy, atta girl, good work. Keep up the good work. Nobody gives us any money. We don't have Patreon. We don't have, I'm talking about USA Prepares, doesn't have Patreon. We don't have Give, Send, Go. We don't have GoFundMe. We don't have advertisers. Not a single advertiser. And yet, the machine, the system, has a problem with us. They have a problem because we're teaching people how to fix their cars, how to save money, how to say no. When you get lousy service, get a refund. Don't pay for it. If you get a lousy product, return it. Get a refund. Demand excellence. Demand excellence. I do. I expect to receive what I pay for, and nothing less than that. Nothing less than that. So if I buy a quart, I expect a quart, not 31 ounces. I expect it to be filled to a quart. If I buy a pound, I expect 16 ounces. I don't expect 13, and I won't stand for it. This is we're in a mess, Bert, and I'm sorry that you're experiencing it firsthand.
Well, Vince, moving along here, we cover EVs quite often, and it does seem now that the EV topic is now weaving itself into the position because it's, and the union strike as well involves EVs because that's actually one of the reasons the workers are on strike is because they're concerned that the EV factories are going to cut down on union jobs, partly because some of the plants that make some of the EV components are not unionized, and partly because the final assembly doesn't have as many parts. So article a day ago, Vince, in the Daily Mail basically says, could the support for electric cars tank Biden's reelection? And they're calling it a political football. Ford has been warning, well, today GM stock is crashing because they said they're going to, it's going to cost money, the strike, and Ford has said pretty much the same thing. But what a lot of people don't know is that EVs are one of the key factors that are involved in this strike, and it's been called political football by many. And this article basically highlights the fact that, well, Vince, as we've said in class, a lot of people are now not wanting the EVs. They're piling up on the dealer's lots. Ironically, if you want to get a car now, given the strike and looming shortages, EVs are the cars that are most in supply, but many of them are expensive, Vince, priced out of the range of many families and households. And what, for whatever reason, the current administration is just sticking behind all the support, the financial incentives, the, well, rules and regulations that mandate going to electric, and they're sticking by it, even though the market and the people are saying, hey, slow down. You know, no one's saying ban EVs, just that we may be going too far too fast here, mainly, as we've discussed in class, because of the safety issue. I mean, cost, obviously, is the big financial factor, but Vince, there's just too many people getting into too many horrific accidents with EVs, and as we've discussed, the bigger the battery, the more likely and larger the accident. So this article, Daily Mail, basically highlights the fact that this is becoming one of the issues for the next election. And EV rollout continues, though, Vince, with but with many problems. So it just,
well, actually, I am saying ban EVs because they are a problem. I'm talking about electric vehicles, specifically cars and trucks. I am saying that. And because of the damage it's doing to the planet and the trash buildup, Bert, and the taxation on the infrastructure. When I say taxation, I mean the demands that the infrastructure electric grid can't supply. Bert, electric cars and trucks, they're like a temporary thing. Like vinyl siding. It's temporary siding. You know, vinyl siding, sunlight, UV gets it, and it gets brittle and it cracks. But they don't sell it as temporary siding. They sell it as siding. And they probably put some kind of a guarantee that you'd have trouble making claim on. Bought a house that had Masonite siding. It looked beautiful. It looked like magnificent wood lap siding. And what happened was moisture got behind it, and I could poke my finger, literally, poke my finger through what looked like siding, and it was mush behind the paint. And I remember calling up the CEO of Masonite. Masonite's only a $50 million company, or it was in the 90s. I remember calling up the CEO and saying, so how long is this stuff supposed to last? He said, 25 years. I said, so you sell this as temporary siding? You know, when somebody builds a house, nobody builds a house expecting it to last 25 years. Nobody. They expect a house to be durable and last lifetimes. But yet Masonite siding is supposed to last 25 years. So I said, so you sell this as temporary siding? And I said, you know, I got this problem, and I can put my finger right through the side of my house. He said, wow. Well, you're the only one. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not the only one. The whole village here has the same problem. The houses that were built with this have the same problem here in rural Virginia. And I said, I'll tell you what. You know what I think? I think you all deserve a class action suit. And if you don't fix my problem, I'm going to make that happen. You know what? They sent me new siding. They didn't put it on. I put it on. But they provided it. More temporary siding. So we're lied to through corporate greed and the greed of the individual shareholders. It's absolutely outrageous. By the way, Bert, your ratings are really high for today. Really, both in live.
Well, that's good when I'm on the air. Vince, sticking with EVs, just interesting because we mentioned the cost of the environment. There's manufacturing costs. Often overlooked, Vince, the recycling cost or lack of recycling costs. But Vince, the batteries themselves, do you know in a Cadillac Escalade, and I'm looking at a study that was done, published on Zero Hedge, that lists just the battery alone. A Cadillac Escalade, they're calling it 2025. I think that might be a typo because could they have a 2025 model out yet? Who knows? They make those years up.
No.
They make those years up.
2024, maybe. Maybe it's 2024, but
so Vince, first of all, you know what the cost of the vehicle is? $130,000. But the battery itself, just the battery, $22,540. Now, you can buy a low-end car for that much. That's just the battery. A Ram 1500 truck, it's called an REV. Vince, you probably know if that's a pickup. Battery cost, the vehicle's $81,000. The battery cost $25,800. Here's one a little more reasonable. Rivian van, $52,000 for the vehicle, but the battery, $13,300. So these battery costs are enormous, not to mention their weight. And then, as we discussed, the larger the battery, the more likely the chances for a mishap. Not to mention the vehicles don't handle very good with those extra 1,000 pounds. So it's crazy, Vince, because how much does a gasoline tank cost? $200 or something? I mean, the gasoline that goes in it costs more, but...
Well, it depends. Gasoline tanks are becoming very, very complicated. We worked on a Chrysler, and it has a one-piece, very, very sophisticated gasoline tank made out of plastic. It's $1,100 from the dealer, which is insane. It's absolutely insane. Gasoline tanks should cost what you talk about for $200. But there's a video that's on the internet, and the president is visiting an electric truck factory in Michigan. And they've got the workers in these day-glow orange vests, you know, so they don't walk into each other and things like that and get hurt on them while they're working. Well, they've got a table with some display items for the president to look at. One of them is the car computer, you know, electric vehicle computer. And he looks at this little thing on a folding table and says, "Is that the battery? That's your president."
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we've got a guy who can't tell the difference between a computer sitting on a folding table and a battery bank that weighs, well, I don't know, almost a ton. Literally. That's the guy who's telling y'all you best be buying electric vehicles. He's also the guy that is telling you not to, we're going to switch from gasoline to electric power. But what does he ride around in? I think he rides around in a jet that's powered with jet fuel, with an entourage, escorts, fighter jets, and burning jet fuel. I think he rides around in a helicopter, Marine One, which is a jet turbo diesel. I think he rides around in a vehicle they call the Beast. And it's a Cadillac luxury SUV. And it looks like a gas-powered SUV. It is not. It is a diesel-powered truck with a Cadillac SUV body on it. Yeah, made specially to look like something we'd all drive. No, it's a diesel. And some moron who works for the White House was filling that up at a station one day, and he put gasoline in it and summarily blew up the engine because it's a diesel. So these are the people who are running the show telling you what to do. So instead of burning clean fuel in your stove like natural gas or propane, they want y'all to be using electricity. By the way, I just saw a dropout. About 8 seconds so far. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, interesting. I'm looking here. Just out of curiosity, I looked up the Escalade IQ, and it actually listed as the 2025. So that was, it's not yet available. You can order it. It says, Vince, this is amazing. But I'm looking right at the Cadillac website. 2025 Cadillac Escalade IQ, available late 2024, starting at $130,000. Price as shown, $175,000. Wow. 450 miles range. So we know it's a big battery pack.
How many?
450.
How many miles? 450?
Yeah. So yeah. That's
yeah, claimed, right?
Got to be an enormous battery pack. Hey. Huge weight. Looking at the car, it's pretty space-age looking. Vince, price it. So starts at $130,000. Price is shown. What the heck can they add to show to go from $130,000 to $175,000? That's, Vince, if I do my math right, that's like $45,000 in options. I'm looking right at it, Vince.
Well, at 130, it had to have a radio, had to have electric windows, had to have electric seats, right?
Yeah. Inside diagonal.
Had to have brakes and steering wheel. And
yeah. 55-inch diagonal.
Nobody needs any of this.
Yeah. I didn't. You know, this isn't some exotic European car. This is a Cadillac SUV. $175,000. Wow. Do we need this? Do we,
you know,
I mean,
Bert,
I can understand a piece of farm machinery for $175,000, but here's the statistics. 225 inches in length, 76 and a half inches in height. That's pretty high, Vince. Width, 94 inches, cargo space, 119 cubic feet, cargo e-trunk cargo space. Oh, that was cabin space. The e-trunk is fairly small. That's only 12 cubic feet because, well, Vince, they got to put batteries in there, so the trunk got small. They're calling this Take the Next Step. Wow. I can enter your name in here.
They've got a gal who's running GM into the ground. She and her company decided that they had an ignition lock problem, and it caused cars to crash because you couldn't operate the steering wheel properly. That's what was reported. So instead of fixing it, they delayed, obfuscated, delayed. More people died. Finally, they decided they would fix the car. Ford, same thing. Ford delayed, obfuscated, and confused their customers with this 25-cent bolt that caused Pintos to burst into flames with a rear-end collision. They could have fixed it.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's completely recovered from health issues that led him to freeze while taking questions from reporters. The House remains without a speaker going on 3 weeks now. A speaker forum held last night to hear from those who filed to run with an internal election slated for today. The U.S. is bulking up military forces in the Middle East. According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, U.S. forces will be strategically positioned in the Middle East due to concerns that the conflict between Israel and Hamas might escalate into a broader conflict. A superfog took over a part of Louisiana this morning. 7 people killed, at least 24 injured, and 158 vehicles damaged. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert, when you and I went to school back in the 70s, we learned both theory, we learned econometrics, we learned a case study approach. So case study approach is when you talk about a scenario, what happened, what changes were made, and what the results of those changes were. So you have a problem, you make some changes, and then did it fix it, or did it make it worse, or did it have no impact? You know, those kinds of discussions and studies. Well, I have a story, and we teach by the case study method a lot here at USA Prepares. And so I have a story about something that I experienced. I talked about it with Frank, and I'd like to flesh it out just a little bit more today. So I bought this generator, and it's made. I bought it used, made by General Electric. So it says. It's badged General Electric. When I called tech support, they said, oh, we got another number for you. Because I couldn't find the manual anywhere on the Internet. And I started this thing up, and it ran rough. It was coughing and spitting, and it's really, really running rough. So I wanted the manual because I knew what the problem was. I knew that it's a generator that is 20 kilowatts, and you can configure it to run on propane or natural gas. It'll run on either one at a time. And you can switch it back and forth, but you have to know how to do it. And it's not as easy as flipping a switch. So I needed the manual because the area where the orifice is not obvious. So I wanted to know where it was so I didn't take off parts that I didn't need to take off. I got the manual. And before I did that, I knew there was a problem. I knew that this thing was running on too much fuel. So here's the way it works. 1 cubic foot of propane is equivalent in energy to 2.5 cubic feet of natural gas. So natural gas has way less energy than propane for the same volume of gas. I looked at the spark plugs and I could see that they were beginning to foul. The engine has only 216 hours. The color of the spark plugs tell me, as a mechanic, that the engine was running rich. Those spark plugs should be pristine running on propane. The guy that sold it to me told me that the owner had run this on propane, but it was configured by the original installer to run on natural gas. So it was running on way more fuel than it should, which was why the engine was coughing and sputtering and spitting. It would be like if you had an old-fashioned carbureted gas-powered car with a choke, and you pull out the choke to start the car, and then you push the choke in right away as soon as the engine starts. Or your lawnmower. You choke it to start it, so more fuel enters the combustion chamber, and then once the engine starts, you immediately disengage the choke, because too much fuel will cause the engine to cough and spit and buck, run really poorly. So this guy, whoever he was, who originally installed this General Electric 20-kilowatt generator, hooked it up to propane but didn't set the regulator to run for propane. He left it as configured from the factory, which is natural gas. The customer ended up buying a new generator, because the customer wanted a new one with a 10-year warranty, parts and labor, and he wanted one that was bigger, that was more powerful. The reason he wanted one that was more powerful, in my estimation, is because this one wasn't running properly. It probably only produced, at the most, a half or a third of the 20 kilowatts that it's supposed to produce. Because the engine wasn't running properly, because the fuel wasn't configured properly. It was using way too much fuel. So this guy probably, in his mind, said, boy, this thing uses a lot of fuel. It doesn't work worth a darn. I want me a new one. So he got a new one. And so I reconfigured it, started it right up to run on propane, set to run on propane, and it's perfect. I called the guy that sold it to me, and I said, so you're a dealer, You installed a new generator for this guy. Was it hooked up to natural gas or propane? He said, it was hooked up to propane. I said, well, it was configured to run on natural gas, so it ran lousy. He said, well, yeah, the guy wanted a new one. So here's a situation where you have a dealer who sold a guy a new generator, and I'm thinking somewhere around $8,000 with parts and labor and installation and taking out the old one. When all he had to do was make one small change that took me, at most, an hour to do. And at the rate we charge at our farm, it's $48.80 for, you know, for labor. $48.80. That's all it took. So, technicians, just because some guy wears a uniform that says, you know, Joe Doakes and Company, you know, on the shirt, and it says technician, doesn't mean he knows what he's doing. Then I bought another one from the same guy. This one is a Generac, 16 kilowatts. And he said it won't start. Probably the starter, that's what he said. Won't start, probably the starter. Well, I looked in there. It looked like somebody was monkeying around and kind of was kind of rough on this thing. And I saw that, you know, some of the wires were, the cables from the battery were cut off and new cable ends were put on. I'm thinking, why? That's a brand new generator. Now, maybe 2 years old at the most. Had 25 hours on it. 25 hours. And I figured out what the problem was. Starter's fine. I bypassed all the electronics, you know, traditional mechanic techniques. It's equivalent to hot wiring a car back in the 60s. So I hot wired it. Starts, the starter turns perfectly. So there's a little tiny relay. It costs $12. And Generac puts it in with the prongs facing up. So any moisture would go into this relay that is upside down. But the person that put it on put some grease on there. It's called dielectric grease. It's like Vaseline. And with the heat of the cabinet, the grease melted. I believe it got into the contacts, flowed by gravity into the relay, and prevented the relay from working. So I asked the guy that sold it to me, called him last night after the broadcast. I said, I ordered the relay. It should be here today. Did you replace that relay or test it? He said, no. So I hear this guy replaced two generators, two of them. And both of them can be fixed for less than $100. But the customer, both of them bought new generators. The point I'm trying to make is, you have to do your own research. You have to learn how these things work. Even if you don't do it yourself, you got to ask a lot of questions. Do you think that I would trust this dealer to sell me anything?
Vince, I think I see a business opportunity for you. And serious, not joking, why don't you become a Generac dealer? And or you know, just a generator dealer. You could sell GE too. Because there's a need. You obviously know what you're doing. You've learned from trial and you know, through fire. Why not set up a dealership there?
I said to this guy on the phone. I know. Bam and I talked about it. I said to this guy on the phone last night, I said, you know, it took me 3 days, but I am now a generator mechanic. And I mean it. I think I know more about generators than the dealer does. But it did take me 3 days. Now, if I had access to the General Electric manual, you know, the one that they teach their technicians, if I could just read that, I don't need to go to their school. I can read. But, you know, the way you and I learned at it, we learned how to do things by reading the manuals, reading the schematics, learning. It's there. I don't need somebody to read it for me, you know, like in class. We used to have people read to us, you know, in class. Seriously, class. We had instructors who would, you know, tell us to read the book, and then the instructor would read the book, and then the instructor would say, what did the book say? You know, I'm kind of paraphrasing. But that's kind of what happened in some of our education. Well, you don't need somebody to read to you, unless you're blind. Well, then maybe you could get, you know, software to read it to you. But you can learn by reading. That's how I became a ham. I just got one of Gordon's books, and I sat down one day with a yellow highlighter, and I read the book cover to cover. I highlighted in it. I defaced the book. It's my book and Gordon West's book, and I took the test, and I passed. You can do the same thing. So, yeah, I think there is something to it. And, Bert, yeah, Bam and I have talked about you know, becoming a Generac, or now they probably won't. They probably won't work with us. but
why not? No, sure they will.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, Bert, but before you came on the air with us, we had three Generac technicians who broadcasted with us over the years. We talked about generators, how to size them, and those kinds of things. And you know, they work for Generac. Now, when you call Generac and you ask them, you know, for tech support, they don't really have the answers that someone who is a mechanic would ask. You know, they can tell you, you know, where you can find the, you know, the oil fill, and they can tell you how to push some buttons on the control panel, and they can tell you what the manual says because they can read it in front of you, you know, from their screen. But in terms of the technical questions, like converting a three-phase generator to split phase, they will not help you. They won't. They'll say, you know, no, it can't be done, or talk to a dealer. You talk to a dealer, and they say, we don't know. So, you know, I've talked to, you know, a couple of dealers. I can't get the answers. And the whole point of this conversation class is that we are trusting mechanics to work on our vehicles that are doing more and more shoddy work, more and more careless work. Bert, you've changed the oil in vehicles over the years. You know, when you used to drive vehicles that had internal combustion engines. Did it ever occur to you that it would be possible for someone who changed their own oil to leave the old oil filter gasket stuck on the engine and then screw the new oil filter on with the new gasket, then have two gaskets on the oil filter, and then, oh, maybe 1,000 miles later when the oil pressure builds up and the new filter starts to get clogged up, the oil filter pressure would be so great that it would blow out the two gaskets when there's only supposed to be one, because two gaskets are weaker than one, and then oil would blow out all over the... It never occurred to you, right? It never occurred to me that anybody would be that stupid. But we've seen it. We've seen it here at the farm. Vehicle drove in, leaking oil all over, everywhere. Cover the engine. Because the moron, the careless person, the stupid person who worked on it before at the mechanic shop wasn't paying attention. Or didn't have the lights on. Or something. Carelessness is...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease.
Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, it's time we all take a stand, right? And so, when it's practical. So, Lou Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor, engineer, dropped off a couple Bofang radios, 888, model 888. And I like them because they're compact, they have a clip, they'll fit on your belt. We use them on the farm. I really like them. And they don't have a display, though, but they have a knob. And they speak to you. They tell you what they're doing. So this is the volume control.
But Vince, they speak in Mandarin, though, correct?
Well, it's like broken English.
Power on. One.
Okay, so that's channel one. Okay, so it has 16 channels. And so it's really nice because you can say to whoever is going to be using them, channel 1. And you can set it to channel 1. You don't have to look at a frequency. And it works great. Had two of them. And we needed another one. So we got some more. And they're available on eBay. They're available on Amazon. The new ones, same model, same everything. They look identical, but they don't talk to each other. The old set won't work with the new set. They will not communicate. Channel 1 on the old set is a different frequency from channel 1 on the new set. Channel 2 is different, you know, between the old and the new. They will not work. So I contacted the seller and I said, yo, these will not communicate with Bofang 888S. All of them are the same model, 888S. And the seller said, send me a video. Like, he doesn't believe me. You go to the internet and you type in, you know, Bofang won't communicate old and new, and they'll say, yeah, they don't work. So the word to the wise here, class, is when you get walkie-talkies, it's not like buying something from Motorola when they actually had quality control and they had stability and they held the design for a while. So that the new one that you get 6 months later works with the one that you just bought. But that's the United States. This is China we're dealing with. And some people say, well, what do you expect? from China.
Yeah.
Bert?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true, Vince. And Vince, just getting back real quick here to the Cadillac Escalade, 175,000, Vince, with tax and license, that's probably 200,000. That's close to what used to be. You could buy a small home for 200,000. Probably in any parts of the country, you can buy a condo for 200,000. But Vince, hold on here. Hold on. Before you say anything more, let me put this in perspective. Vince, for $23,000, you can buy a 2024 Honda Civic, $23,000. If you want the hatchback, it's $25,000. Car and Driver says it's one of their 10 best cars, $23,000, Vince.
Bert, I've got a Mercedes diesel, 44 miles to the gallon. It's a 1996. Years ago, I paid $3,000 for it. I've got a 2001 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 pickup truck. I paid $3,000 for it. I have a 2001 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck, short bed, 5-speed manual transmission. Paid $3,500 for it. They all go uphill, downhill. They all have steering wheels, tires, brakes, bed boxes, engines, transmissions. They're complete.
So who's going to buy a $200,000 vehicle?
Someone who doesn't know how to drive it. I was talking with Bam about this. And I said, you know, the guys at Lamborghini at the factory must hate this. They polish and they make that car look great. Maserati, same thing. Ferrari, same thing. I mean, they want these cars perfect. They sell them to these Hollywood people and they race around and crash them. It must tear up the employees at Ferrari, Maserati, Lamborghini, who build these exotic, limited production vehicles. They cost an enormous amount of money. They don't even want to sell it with lint on the paint. They want it perfect. And then the morons that buy it, these privileged people, don't know how to drive, and they race them around. They kill themselves, and they kill other people, too. Who are we talking about? Maybe people like Tiger Woods, maybe ball players, you know, maybe rappers, right? People have more money than brains. I mean, that's my opinion, but don't believe anything I say. For what a frustrating hour this has been. Just not because of you being on the air with me, but because of the topics. This is it's like immersed in mass stupidity. And none of it needs to happen. And then, of course, we have Israel and the Palestinians. And all they have to do is say, let's stop the shooting. Let's stop. Let's stop. We're done. No more. No more. 5,000 people dead. That's too many. That's 5,000 too many. Let's stop. Will it stop? No.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.